Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, and Tiffany here with you, and we want to get you guys just fired up this morning and find out who needs a wake-up call. Our phone lines are open. You can call us at 404-741-0929, and what we do with the wake-up call is just find out whether it's someone in sports who needs a wake-up call, maybe it's someone in your life, your day-to-day, that needs a wake-up call. You can call us and tell us who needs to wake up, who needs to, I guess, get it together is probably the word. Are you pointing at Mike to get it together, Bo?
Was that a, no, Mike needs to get it together.
Well, that's true. There's a number of people probably in this city sports-wise that the fans want to sound off on that need to get it together today. I don't know what direction the people are going to go with that when they call in, but there's a lot going on right now.
There's a whole lot going on right now, Bo.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and start this because I've got a wake-up call, and this is not personal. I actually do like this Orlando Arcia, but my wake-up call is for him because if he starts this season off as the starting shortstop poorly, we're not going to take it well. That means the Atlanta fans. There's going to be a lot of pressure, so he needs to wake up, get it together, don't hit 240, don't be have an on-base percentage above 300, and play like a starting shortstop, since I don't get to see Braden Shumake or Vaughn Grissom start the season with the big team. I have to watch Orlando Arcia. So to me, he needs to wake up.
How can you already give this man a wake-up call based on the past? Let's see what happens this season. Then I think it's fair to issue your little wake-up call.
Tiger don't change his stripes, Tiffany.
Somewhere right now, Vaughn Grissom's clapping. He's going, yeah, man. I can tell him.
That's right. Me and Vaughn. Ride or die, Vaughn.
Boom! Yakabakas!
Bo is so angry right now about this situation. He's been angry since we came on air.
Been angry since last night.
Dude. Yeah, because you basically cheaped out on a franchise player, a gold glove shortstop, a leader in the clubhouse, a world champion with your team, and you made me believe that was because we were moving to the future, which is in seemingly Vaughn Grissom, who did everything to win the job. And then you start the season with Orlando Arcia. I just don't get it. I don't like that. I don't.
All right, let me get to mine real quick. Antoine Davis. The name mean anything to either one of y'all. Antoine Davis. Y'all know who this guy is. Antoine Davis. Bo's nodding his head.
NBA, right?
No. Well, maybe there is. Not Anthony Davis.
That's what I was going to go with, NBA.
I'm sure there probably is, actually, now that I think about it.
So then we're both wrong. Okay.
Look, a name like Mike Johnson, that one's there's going to be multitudes of those as well. All right, Antoine Davis plays for Detroit Mercy, Bo. Was chasing Pete Maravich's record for scoring in college basketball. He comes up 4 points shy of the record. Now, his team, Detroit Mercy, finished the year 15-27, right? Not invited to any of the postseason stuff. I guess what happened is Detroit Mercy had the opportunity to play $27,000 to go in one of these pay-to-play postseason tournaments. They didn't go, all right? So they opted out of it. So he now finishes 4 points shy of Pete Maravich's college scoring record. Davis played in 144 games. Maravich played in 83 games. But you ask Antoine Davis yesterday, quote-unquote, I feel cheated. Are you freaking kidding me, dude? Are you are you absolutely kidding me that you felt freaking cheated out of the scoring record when your team was coming down to the wire and it's the last game and you're just throwing up threes from all over the freaking court for the last 3 minutes of the game trying to get this scoring record? Maravich's family has gone on record and said, look, this is very personal to us. I don't want them to play in this postseason tournament. Detroit Mercy opts out of playing in this postseason tournament. Pay for play, by the way, 27K. Like, what does that even do? Is that for travel costs? Like, what are we even talking about right now? But Antoine Davis, mine, Detroit Mercy, dude, wake up, man. That's not your record. You play in freaking twice as many games as Pete Maravich.
Nobody okay, that's to what that. I was going to say. I'm on board with this just based on the fact that he's played in twice as many games. I'm a big, like, anti-person of records being broken when you get more opportunities to try to break them than whoever it was that set the record.
It frustrates me because I'm reading this whole thing and I'm like, this dude cannot be freaking serious that he feels like – you want to know who was going to be cheated? Pete Maravich. That's who was going to be freaking cheated. You have absolutely no right to claim this.
Is this solely based on the fact that he's played in? Is that what you're going with? Just solely based on that? Like, okay, I'm on board with that.
Look, I get it, man. You were heaving up threes. You wanted this record. You know, it would be cool to have. But, dude, you played for Detroit Mercy. You were 15-27. Like, let's
the
be
disrespect.
Real here. Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
I just feel like all these records these days are tainted because – Most of the time they're playing more games. There's more opportunities to break all these things. And now clearly with Mr. Davis, that's his driving force. That's the only thing that he's worried about is breaking a record, not his team, not winning, none of that. It's just, hey, I just want to go break a record. And he feels cheated because he didn't get a chance to break a record that honestly he wouldn't have had a chance to break if he wouldn't have had an extra, 60 games?
Right. Yeah. Unfair to everybody involved. Arcia is I don't know, Bo.
I'm just like, wait. Issue the wake up call, give it some time.
I've seen just it already. Wait.
I'm shocked that you didn't go with anything Hawks related, to be honest with you. I mean, with the games coming up tonight
I
against
woke
the Pistons.
Up yesterday.
I know, but look, I'm thinking individually who needs to wake up. We got a caller yesterday that said Clint Capella obviously needs to wake up, and he's been kind of in and out of the fold. I loved what Clint Capella said yesterday. We covered it earlier on the show. He said they don't have the right amount of mental focus right now to close out these games. They're not worried about their own team, that they're worried about the actual game. So maybe he heard us yesterday talking about Clint Capella needs a wake-up call.
That's a leadership problem for me. So who am I going to say? Wake up, leader. Who is the leader? I've always kind of thought that your superstar, your highest paid player in the NBA, your point guard, in this case, is your leader. And where is that leadership at? Then DeJounte Murray came in. I thought maybe DeJounte would provide some leadership for this team. But after what he said the other day, talking about, you know, we're still trying to find our identity. What do you mean you're trying to find your identity? You're 70 games into this season. You should have your identity. I don't know. Honestly, you'd think the wake-up call would have been their head coach getting fired, but apparently that didn't do the job either.
Well, we do have a caller joining us to give us who he thinks needs a wake-up call. That is Larry out of Norcross. Larry, good morning to you, and who needs a wake-up call?
Good morning to you. Welcome to the Morning Shift, everyday listener.
Thank you.
I think I got something to say to you specifically after this. Quinn Snyder needs a wake-up call. And he's the coach. He's responsible for everything, even though he's only been here for 3 weeks. But we spent all that time talking about what Nate wasn't doing. Quinn Snyder was supposed to come in and make a difference. And so far as I can see right now, nothing happening.
Blair, so doesn't that make you think, though, that it goes deeper than just who's running the show? Like that there's a problem in this locker room with leadership between the players?
Yes, there is, and there does need to be leadership between the play, for the players, Magic Johnson, Kareem, Larry Bird, Kevin McHale. All those guys provided leadership in a way that's not being done today. Historically, they just passed that leadership down. Even in baseball, it was the same thing. So I do think that's missing, but the fact of the matter is, Quinn Snyder, to me, was supposed to make this huge difference. He was supposed to be the team whisperer, and he was supposed to be able to do this and that. And so far, I don't see nothing. And I don't feel like I'm like you, Bo. I don't want to wait till next year. I want to see some progress now. Okay? That's how I am. Now, if you ain't doing it now, then it's not working.
All right, Larry's on the bow train with keeping it real.
I think there is some merit, I think, to Quinn Snyder getting a little bit of the blame. I think that, look, he's been here 3 weeks, but it seems like everybody is just kind of, you know, wait till next year, wait till the offseason. They will be in a play-in game. So I think at some point that something does need to happen as far as that goes.
We will keep talking Hawks. That's after the break. We're going to talk with Landry Fields in, about 5 minutes from now. So we're looking forward to that. Stay with us. This is The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
The Morning Shift on 92.9 The Game is presented by the Georgia Hemp Company.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, and Tiffany here with you. And joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline is Hawks GM Landry Fields. Landry, good morning, and thanks for coming on with us again this morning.
Hey, good morning. How's everyone doing?
We're doing good. Hawks playing the Pistons at home tonight. We had the win over the Warriors and then, you know, that tough loss to the Spurs. A lot of your guys have talked about consistency. How does your team find that tonight as they move forward with the rest of the season?
Yeah, tough is one way to describe that loss.
I was trying to put it a good way for you.
That's okay. Hey, we'll get to know each other. We're good here. They're right. I'm with them on that. There's a number of things, but in the theme of consistency, Quinn has mentioned how things can't be situational and it can't be conditional. There's got to be consistency on both sides of the ball. And it was sort of like Hecklin Jide there and Jekyll and Hyde, whatever. I think I switched my letters there. It's still early in the morning, I guess. But you look at the first half of San Antonio and the second half of the San Antonio game, and you kind of see two different teams. And, you know, the context is key as well. San Antonio hit some pretty tough shots. They gained some momentum, and we reverted back to old habits, you know, ways in which we do not want to play. But part of the first half, and we were really good. And Trey didn't necessarily play one of his better ball games. And to experience that success in the first half, even without, you know, his level of mastery, is encouraging. And so, yeah, we got to pull it all together. There's a lot of new things that we've been implementing, and our guys have responded very well to that. But in any developmental process, as probably said on this show before, it takes time, and it's like you got to overcome old habits. You know, it's a key for basketball. It's a key for life as well. So we'll give it some time. We'll keep, you know, hammering out, repping it all out. And, you know, tonight we have another opportunity before us against Detroit.
And you mentioned that you guys are trying to break these habits because it has been kind of an issue over the last few seasons, Landry. Can you kind of talk about what things y'all are doing to address to break out? Because it's there. I mean, we get these big leads, and then they just kind of slowly dwindle away. Can you just talk about what things we're doing to address them?
Yeah, so it's a number of things. First and foremost is it's about bringing definition, and it's in coordination, too, with what we're doing in a larger picture with the Hawks is about defining what it means to be a Hawk, defining what our vision is, defining our absolutes, what I call a radical minimum standard. So at the end of the day, everybody that is a part of, you know, basketball operations is held to certain standards, and we have them and we call them absolutes. And it's like something that we can expect day in and day out. Now, that's not a magic formula. It takes time to sort of download all those and addressing them and making sure that we're practicing them. And it's the same on the court. So Quinn comes in and he's defining certain absolutes on the offensive side of the ball. He's defining certain absolutes on the defensive side of the ball. You know, everything from, you know, like transition defense, no middle, no paint. Like, you got to attack to close and, you know, get hits on guys. Like, those, when you define them, you can see them. When you can see them, that means that they're repeatable. You can actually continuously do them. So when you're watching on film with those certain aspects, guys are able to see whether you do it or you don't do it. There's no gray area. And you don't want to come down super hard on guys. It's not about that. Like, the challenge is in seeing that you don't do it. So once you see it, you know, you talk about why. We call them like a Kairos moment. And then from there, you continue to execute plans in place on how to overcome them in the future. And slowly but surely, your threshold gets further and further away from crossing over into poor habits, you know, a la San Antonio. So what we do to address it is you have to define it. You have to be able to see it. You can't change what you can't see. And then from there, you know, you just rep it out. It's like learning how to shoot with your left hand. You know, at first, it's going to look clunky, and it's not going to look fun, and it's not going to be fun. But over time, it just becomes part of who you are, becomes part of your game. And that's just the same as at the group level. It's no magic formula, but it is about consistency and is about accountability and encouragement as well. You know, it's a hard process to change, but guys need to continuously stay inspired. And then it's our job in leadership and as coaches to continuously hammer away at that, offer challenge when challenge is needed, offer support when support is needed.
Landry, you guys are 20-21 against teams under 500. I thought it was interesting. Clint Capella talks about the maturity needed to kind of focus on themselves as opposed to, you know, focus on who they're playing or what the situation is in the game. And obviously, two teams in the next couple of nights that are under 500, you get the Pistons and the Timberwolves, who I think are a lot like the Atlanta Hawks, and they're kind of, you know, floundering right around the 500 mark. What do you want to see the next couple of days as you kind of move towards these possible play-in games, move towards playoff scenarios? What do you want to see against these teams the next couple of days that are under 500?
I'm very encouraged when you all repeat what players have said. And, you know, I think our players are spot on with a lot of what they've said, everything from the consistency to now what Clint is talking about in terms of maturity. And that's another item that, you know, we need to continuously attack as well. And that also takes time. Like, guys have got to understand that if one game is one game, then you got to push it to the next game. You got Golden State and you got San Antonio, two very different teams at two very different stages of development in their organization. So how we approach each game has to be consistent. And consistency is predicated upon how mature we approach every single game. And that's something that we need to continuously grow in as well. So I'm glad Clint said that. And you mentioned, like, let me not forget what you asked a second ago. Our approach tonight with Detroit, you were saying?
Yeah, I'm just curious what you want to see the next couple of nights. We talk about the record under 500, and Clint, obviously, like I said, highlighting the fact that there needs to be more maturity, more focus in these situations. What do you want to see the next couple of nights?
I mean, it's consistency. It can't be a possession. Who you play the particular night, whatever time the game is, like, all the factors and variables are all changing all the time, and we can't control those. So what I want to see is the consistency in the approach and the effort and the targeting of the absolutes that we're implementing. And we have to make sure that that's not conditioned upon whatever situation we're in. Whoever's in front of us that we're guarding, our defensive principles don't change. Whatever time the game starts, our defensive and offensive principles, they do not change. All the variables that are external that we can't control, should just remain those. Like, how we approach each game, from our attitude to our behaviors to our actions, those are well within our control. So what I want to see is making sure that no matter what, we are doing the things that make us us, and because those are in our control, and those are the things that we can be held accountable for.
And Landry, you just mentioned you were encouraged by hearing what some of your players had to say, and you used that word accountability. So does that give you then maybe that encouragement you were speaking of, knowing that, hey, these guys are kind of taking ownership for what's happening on the floor, and it can maybe get you guys closer to being back on track?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, like, part of any life force for us, as humans, and I believe, and for players right now, is accountability and, like, pathway of personal responsibility. So to hear, you know, what you were talking about, because you're listening to our players and then you're repeating it back to me, those are sacred echoes. And that means that guys are hearing it, and that means that they're starting to see it more and more. And so I'm encouraged because, again, you can't change what you can't see. So if I'm hearing that and they're repeating the things that we're trying to establish and trying to become better at, like, that's the first step. Now we give it time and we give it reps and practice, and over the long haul, like, we'll start to see they'll just become habits, and then the identity will take place, and then what it means to be a Hawk and how we're trying to define that from a vision standpoint will ultimately get there, and that's the formula.
Landry, real quick, can you give us an update on Jalen Johnson? I know he's listed on the injury report.
Yeah, he had a little MRI recently, yesterday, and it's mild, but we want to be extra cautious with him. You know, he's been unbelievable the last few weeks, you know, before getting injured. We want to make sure that he's going to be able to sustain you know, anything in the future. You know, with our goals and our objectives for this season, still with postseason play, they still remain, and we're going to need him. And what he brings to the table is a unique playmaking big, so shouldn't be too long, but yeah, right now he's out.
That is Atlanta Hawks GM Landry Fields joining us. Thank you so much for your time, Landry. Always good to have you on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Hawks play tonight against the Pistons at home. Tip-off is at 7:30. Just ahead, it's the life of Squid. What are we going to be talking about?
Oh, I got some stuff. We're gonna talk about. Let's just put it this way: how many grams of weed was Tony Mitchell caught with?
I was not expecting that to come out.
Coming up next, and by the way, how Nick Saban handled it. Coming up next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Than just sports talk. This is the morning shift.
I'm in.
Me too. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live in the Kia studios. We will get to the life of Squid in just a second. I'm excited about this. No, not really, because it's Bo. Anything with Bo, I'm not.
Yeah,
but you know, I'm not that jazzed about it. I don't know
what it is. Probably more excited if I was wearing cargo shorts.
Well, I know you are excited to talk about the Braves just one final time. And now that Vaughn Grissom and Braden Shumake are now headed to AAA Gwinnett, which likely means that Orlando Arcia is going to be the opening day starter at shortstop for the Braves.
Yeah, I used the term earlier, organizational depth. Obviously, that's what they're going for. And we spent so much time yesterday bouncing back and forth about which one of these younger guys was going to be the starting shortstop, and you know, did Vaughn Grissom deserve the role? Had he done enough to kind of attain that role? Turns out they're both headed over to Gwinnett and playing for the Stripers for at least the first part of the season. So, a lot of conversation still going around about what you expect out of Arcia and how long of a leash that fans are going to be given this front office, just because of all the stuff swirling around Dansby Swanson leaving town.
Yeah, look, we were kind of led, and a lot of it we probably did it to ourselves because we took reports that were somehow out, and we kind of put it in there that that means because Vaughn was working with Ron Washington over the winter, and we all put it in that, hey, since they didn't re-sign Dansby, this is going to be...
You sound like a jilted lover.
Well, look, I'm a diehard. I am. I think everyone knows that. I do trust AA more than any GM I've ever trusted. Probably not named Schurholz. And
let's role play here.
Yeah, and he traded Deion, so I was mad at him about that for a long time. But and David Justice. So, and we got back Kenny Lofton, but I don't want to go down all that. What I will say is I trust AA. I trust Snit. I just would rather get started with our future at the position of the shortstop since we did not bring back Dansby when we should have on a team-friendly deal that they offered. So it was a little frustrating for me.
I'm glad that you can share your feelings. I just see it all over your face. Yeah. I know no one else can see
you
that.
You just gave
but
me so much 90s nostalgia. With
he
Kenny
really
Lofton,
did.
Kenny Lofton.
God,
reference.
I hated Kenny Lofton. I hate Kenny. Yeah. I, to this day, not hate. Hate's a strong word. I hate Kent Herbeck.
I don't like that.
Kenny Lofton, I don't like.
Brings up the Indians, in the 90s Indians. Dude, yeah. a lot of nostalgia right there.
Yeah, now they're the Guardians. You know what? Let's talk some trash about a college football program not in this state or the one that I'm a fan of. Dylan, let's get to Squid's life.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the life of Squid on the morning shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and by the Georgia Hemp Company.
Oh, what's that? Double sponsors. Welcome in, W
Big
Sauce
time.
And my friends at the Georgia Hemp Company. Give you a little bit more on those as we finish out the segment. But before I forget real quick, my big guy Oren Romaine just rolled in. Don't forget the steakhouse is live at J. Christopher's in Kennesaw, and they'll have Coach Amir Abdul-Rahim from Kennesaw State for the full 10 o'clock hour out there in at the J. Christopher's with them. So make sure you stop by. And who knows? Steak might buy you breakfast. I don't know. You never know. You know, Mike, Steak likes to buy food.
Dude, Steak knows what he's talking about when it comes to food. I'll give him that. I mean, yeah. You can say what you want to about his sports takes, but when it comes to Jay Christopher's and probably what meal you need to get, I would trust the man.
That's true. Let me tell you something. When I was an intern for Steak back in the day, he always brought the breakfast game. I mean, it was always top-notch.
This is good information.
Yeah. No,
I'm learning.
Look, Mike's right. If Steak says it about food, you trust him.
But all
right.
For it.
Let's get to the story. Alabama, as my friend Carl Duke says, Tony Mitchell, freshman defensive back, was arrested after trying to evade the police at 141 miles an hour, and they found 226 grams
that's a lot
of the weed. Do you know how much that is? That's like half a pound, Mike.
That's enough to get you kicked off a football team, hopefully, at least in
a lot of other
definitely
things.
I can tell you right now. I mean, well, I don't know. I don't know if it's too late. Can I go back to my wake-up call and give it to this freaking guy? Jesus.
Well, let me tell you something. If he was playing basketball for the Alabama Crimson Tide, he would probably just been in the wrong place at the wrong time. But that's not what Nick Saban believes.
Tony Mitchell has been suspended from the team on all team activities until we gather more information about the situation and what his legal circumstance is. And, guys, everybody's got an opportunity to make choices and decisions. There's no such thing in being at the wrong place at the wrong time. You got to be responsible for who you're with, who you're around, and what you do, who you associate yourself with, and the situations that you put yourself in. So, it is what it is, but there is, cause and effect when you make, choices and decisions that put you in bad situations.
Wow. Mike.
I don't believe, dude, listen, I do not believe in coincidences when it comes to Nick Saban. I think there was definitely a message behind that.
But hold on a second, Tiffany, because I know you want to chime in. Let me ask this real quick, and I want you both to respond. Was that a message to Nate Oates, who's the Alabama basketball coach, to say, hey, get your ish together because my players, you're affecting my program with how I do it? Or was that just Saban doing what Saban really does is send these messages to his own players, his own guys saying, hey, you know what? This ain't the basketball team. I'm not Nate Oates. If you screw around, Nick Saban will suspend you. Nick Saban will punish you. You will have your spot on this team and put in serious jeopardy by dumb mistakes like this.
Being at the wrong place at the wrong time, you got to be responsible for who you're with.
Can I say it's a combo? It's a message to Nate Oates, and it's a message to his team. And I agree with him. You are who you hang out with. You are the crowd that you surround yourself with. And he's letting his guys know right now, this is not how we on the football team do things. But he's also saying, hey, that basketball team, they're a part of this Alabama brand as well. And it's not cool.
Nick is one of those guys that is just so calculated when he speaks that it's hard not to read so deep into what he's saying. But look, I completely agree with him. And he used to have this talk with us all the time. Nothing good happens after midnight. He used to say, if it hasn't happened by midnight, you need to go home and try again the next day. And you can read into that whatever you want to. I'm sure he had multiple meanings behind it. But I think he's delivering the message to his players. I'm sure that there's some – look, he might be on the phone with Nate Oates right now going, look, here's what I meant. Greg Byrne, the AD over there, they might be having a mea culpa today. But I think that it was a message to his players of saying, look, we are not going to tolerate this inside of this football program, and this guy's going to have to go. I'm surprised he used the word suspended, and he said, look, we're going to look into it further. Dude, there's just so
a young
much
woman
bad
lost her life
this.
Over, like, it's beyond ridiculous.
There's
it's
so
disgusting.
Much bad surrounding this entire thing with this football player. The speeding, the freaking time of day, there was a scale in the car.
Yeah, well, that feels like intent, doesn't it? But I'm not trying to charge Tony Mitchell because
I think
that's
he got
not
charged with intent.
Okay, so here's the problem. Like, if I'm Nick Saban. And Greg Byrne tries to come in and be like, hey, yeah, Nate's upset. I don't care.
I don't care at all.
No, you don't care. Who is that compared to him?
Who? How many? What I hope Saban would say, what I'd probably say, because I'm a jerk, I guess, like that. But I'd be like, how many national titles has Nate Oates won here?
I was going to say, to Saban, Nate Oates is a Johnny come lately, dude.
Yeah.
I've had that number one next to my name for 15 years, buddy.
He can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, you need to talk to somebody else.
Nate Oates, Nate Oates has won nothing compared to Nick Saban. And I would be like, okay, I don't care. You cause issues for my program? Yeah, I'm going to take shots at you in the press. I think it was a double-edged sword there for Saban where he kind of sliced both. But he got his players and he got his fellow coaches on that campus.
Either way, very interesting words, man. It's going to be a lot of blowback, I guess, in the Alabama community for us Bammers. So we'll see what happens.
We will see, and we will be back tomorrow on the morning shift to chop it up some more, and we will check in with Steak.
Yeah, via Jay Christopher's out in Kennesaw.
So it sounds like a good time out there. We heard he's got the lowdown on all the food. Is that correct?
And he has Coach Amir Abdul-Rahim live at the Jay Christopher's and at 10 o'clock hour. So we'll catch up with Steak next on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What are the haps?
Start the day the right way with the morning shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are wrapping things up this morning on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And that means, you know, after us is the Steakhouse. And Steak is joining us now live from Jay Christopher's in Kennesaw. What's up, Steak?
Hey, the pinnacle of the day, 9 to 11. I mean, nothing against the other, 11, 13 hours? Like, no, I mean, it's fine. But, I mean, like, what's about to happen for our 2 hours? I mean, I take a lot of pride in Mikey knows that, right, Mikey?
Dude, the fastest 2 hours
in sports radio.
It ain't
bragging
if it's true. Fastest 2 hours in sports radio, Steak. The fastest two hours.
No. Fastest 2 hours in radio.
Oh, man.
Fastest 2 hours in radio. Drew Butler's right here, right? Can we get his mic up? We'll do that. All right.
What is Drew? Drew got some breakfast that he's taking care of right now? Steak?
No. That's not on him. So,
can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you.
What's up, everybody? Fastest 2 hours in radio. We're at Jay Christopher's in Kennesaw. Steak asked me, are you eating? I was like, dude, I'm with Steak in a restaurant in Atlanta. We ordered one of everything on the menu.
So, and we'll review that for you. Also, John Smoltz at 9:20 and the head coach of Kennesaw State live. We call it co-hosting. People get nervous when I say that. He's going to be here from 10 to 11, so we will talk to one of the most visible guys over the last few weeks in all of sports. So Coach Raheem will be with us right here.
Sounds like you guys got it all covered from baseball. Listen,
this isn't our first rodeo, certainly not mine. It's Drew's third.
And there's a line of people waiting to get into this Jay Christopher's, too. They want to see Steak Shapiro.
Well, it is what it is, guys.
Drew.
All right,
Drew.
Enjoy it.
One piece of advice, pace yourself with steak and the food because it'll be coming quick and fast, just like this show.
I'm a grown-up. I can keep pace.
Thanks, guys. Well, that's going to do it for us here on The Morning Shift. We'll see you tomorrow. Steakhouse is next on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.